Today is an exciting day. Today, I arrive at my destination. The orbital satellite that I'm currently approaching is classified as 1849.3, known by local inhabitants as Earth. Earth is the third planet in a simple system anchored by a yellow gaseous dwarf star with 8 major satellites. Some argue that there are 9 satellites in the system, the recent demotion of the 9th to minor planet status being surprisingly controversial. It has been several months since I first proposed this research expedition as part of my graduate studies in extraterrestrial biology. To be honest, I hadn't expected the proposal to be approved. Earth isn't considered a particularly interesting location. There are no slime giants, no bulbous erupting acid sponges, nothing to make my videos go viral on Cosmos Tube, that's for sure. Which, you know, is the only thing fundraisers care about. But my thesis advisor wrote a glowing cover letter in which she discussed several interesting organisms known to inhabit the planet. Water giants that breathe air and dive to hunt huge multi-limbed invertebrates. Chloroform-producing organisms covered in poisonous spikes that thrive in arid climates. And, most importantly, a sentient, sexually dimorphic bipedal species that is remarkably similar to ourselves. Our research into extraterrestrial flora and fauna, she wrote, will be greatly enhanced by gathering the seed of Earth-based organisms. I strongly encourage the Intergalactic Biological Research Council to approve the applicant's grant proposal. And now, I am entering the atmosphere of the target planet. Through the viewport, I observe that it is even more beautiful than the reports have said. Due to the presence of a large quantity of water, the surface consists mostly of varying shades of blue, with some greens and browns indicating land masses. There are also swirls of white clouds in the lower atmosphere. Such a colourful planet! I cannot wait to examine the surface more closely. A perfect 4-point landing. We appear to be situated in a field near a forest. In the distance, I see structures that I believe are edifices, likely constructed by the sentient species that will be the primary focus of my study. Meanwhile, I shall gather seed from other organisms as well. The first specimen of note is a beautiful flowering angiosperm, white, with a yellow centre of pollen-bearing stamen. I see no seeds to gather. However, it looks like the flower is being visited by some small airborne pollinating fauna. This is most fascinating. I mustn't be distracted from my mission. I'm here to gather seed from the sentient bipedal species. I shall locate one and begin my observations. I have located a male variant of a sexually dimorphic bipedal species, but it isn't clear to me that he is sentient. He seems to stumble around ineptly, harming himself by bumping against immobile objects. If the species is, in fact, sentient, I am none too impressed by this particular individual's intelligence. According to my observations, this individual spends a great deal of time staring at rectangular glowing objects. He has a small handheld version and larger immobile ones. They often display moving images of unclothed female members of his species, which causes his phallus to become engorged. The size of his phallus leads me to conclude that he is extremely virile, and although I have no baseline by which to judge, my observations indicate that he has enormous gonads. He appears to require emptying his seed from these gonads on a regular basis. Sometimes this is accomplished with the assistance of female acquaintances, but more often by himself, through the use of his hands. Indeed, his hands seem particularly well suited for this task. They are so efficient at this that I suspect the species' hands and phallus developed in tandem for the purpose of seed propagation. Although I cannot fathom how this facilitates propagation, as he seems to primarily empty his gonads into a tissue and then flush it down the toilet. Perhaps there is more to this toilet object than meets the eye. Regardless, I must now plan for how I will gather this individual's seed. My hands are similar to his, and on occasion I have seen his female acquaintances use their hands on his phallus. More commonly, though, they use their mouths or their sexual organs. The vagina in this species is nestled between their legs, exactly like mine, and is very similar to mine in other respects as well. I suspect it would be most efficient to use my hands or my mouth to gather his seed, but I am extremely tempted to use my vagina. I have never had a male of my species insert his phallus into me in this manner, because I have been too focused on my studies to find a suitable partner. But, based on the reactions of this individual's female acquaintances, it appears to be a most enjoyable experience. Perhaps I should use all three methods to make absolutely certain that I get several good samples. Hello, sir. May I enter your abode? Thank you, sir. I bring you greetings from the planet Zebdon. I am a graduate student in biology, and I am here to gather your seed as part of my doctoral research. I have been observing you, and have determined that you have very impressive gonads, so I believe that your seed will be most appropriate for my project. Now, if you will kindly remove the outer garments from your phallus, I will use my hands to extract your seed. I have watched you perform this procedure many times, and it seems to be very efficient. Interesting. You do not wish to uncover your phallus for me? You seem quite willing to expose it to females of your own species. Perhaps you would prefer that I use my mouth to extract your seed. I have observed your female acquaintances using their mouths for this purpose. I will kneel before you, as I have seen them do, and you can uncover your phallus, and I will take it into my mouth. You still do not wish to expose your phallus, even while I kneel before you. Perhaps my approach to this is wrong. I apologize, sir, but I have no experience with the process of extracting seed from males of my own species, and my inexperience is causing you discomfort. I will try something different. I have observed many times that moving images of females on your glowing rectangular boxes often inspire you to uncloak your phallus, especially when the females are removing their clothing. While I am not a member of your species, you may have noticed that, like your female acquaintances, I have two protuberances on my chest intended to provide liquid nourishment for my offspring. I also have a sexual organ between my legs that is quite similar to the female vagina in your species. I will now dance, like the women on your glowing box, and remove my clothing, so that my body will inspire you to display your phallus. There. I am now unclothed. If you would like, you can have a closer look at my sexual organ. I have noticed that with your female acquaintances, you like to examine theirs closely and kiss it as well. I shall sit down on this large padded furnishing and you can kiss mine. Oh! Ooh, that feels very nice. I have never had my sexual organ kissed before. Yes, it is true. This is my first time. I have been too focused on my studies to be with any males of my species. But, oh, if I had known it was so wonderful, oh, I certainly would have done this before now. Oh, and you call it my pussy. That is an interesting word. Oh, do you like my pussy? Oh, good. Oh, kiss it more, please. Oh, my God. What are you doing with your fingers? Oh, I like this very much. Oh, you are quite skilled with your mouth and fingers. And oh, what is this feeling? I'm so hot. Oh, I'm shaking. Oh, I can't help but shake. Oh, Sir, your phallus. I must see your phallus. Now. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what a magnificent phallus. Oh, it is even more impressive now that I can observe it closely. Are all the male sexual organs of your species this large? I am very desirous to learn more about it. I will slide my hands up and down it now. Oh, it is so very warm to the touch and quite hard. Oh, and your gonads, so impressive. I must touch them as well. They are very large and your sac is soft and velvety. Oh, I like it a great deal. I believe these are the perfect gonads to provide seed for my research. I will continue rubbing your phallus with one hand while I hold your gonads in the other. I'm confident that this will cause your seed to ejaculate from you. Are you suggesting that I use my mouth now? I have never done this before, but I have observed many of your female acquaintances using their mouths, so I think I know how it is done. And you call it your cock? A good word. I like your cock, and I will now suck it, as you have requested. Your cock fills my mouth very full. Sucking on it is causing my pussy to become lubricated. Well, this is most interesting. Mm. Will you be expelling your seed soon? I will need to gather it, put into a specimen receptacle, so perhaps it would be best that you do not expel it into my mouth. However, I do not wish to stop sucking it right now. I want to use my fingers on my pussy, just like you did, while I suck your cock. Oh goodness, it feels so good. Are you ready to expel your seed? Excellent. Based on your excited demeanour, I don't believe there's enough time to retrieve my specimen receptacle. Perhaps instead, you can ejaculate onto my face. I can gather it from there. Oh, yes. Oh, shoot your seed onto me. Oh, sir, what an enormous amount of seed your gonads contain. It keeps expelling from you over and over in huge shots that cover my face. Ah. Oh. Oh, that was most enjoyable, thank you. I shall get a specimen receptacle now and allow some of this to drip into it. And when I'm done with that, would you like to insert your cock into my pussy? I would very much like for you to do that. I have never had a cock in my pussy, but I have observed your female acquaintances when you put your cock in them, and they seem to enjoy it a great deal. Will you let me experience this with you? Will you use my pussy as a specimen receptacle and shoot your seed into it? Oh. 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 Oh, sir. Oh, sir. This is outstanding. Oh, yes. Oh, slide that beautiful cock of yours in and out of me. Cock! Yes, pussy! Your cock in my pussy. Oh, really? You call this fucking? Oh, I love fucking. Oh, yes, fucking. Oh, do fucking to me. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck me. Yes, 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 yes. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, yes. Please continue sliding your cock in and out until you ejaculate. Use me. Use my pussy. Make me into your specimen receptacle and deposit your seed inside me. Oh, no. Oh, yes, 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 sir, now expel your seed. Give your sperm sample to me. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, sir. While it is a bit messy, I believe I can collect some additional samples of your seed as it dribbles out of my pussy. Oh, yes. That seems to work just fine. Now I must return to my home planet and document my findings. I believe my thesis advisor will be most interested in the details of our encounter and in the samples that you provided. In fact, I will recommend to her that she join me on a return trip very soon, so that together we can collect more samples from you. I think she would very much enjoy this activity that you call fucking. You could do fucking to both of us, so then we can collect many, many samples of your seed. All in the name of science, of course. Until then, goodbye!